stream, rich in their palaces, poor and unlearned, men of degree.
The Bible tells us in John chapter 16, verse number 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Since prison, I was as lost as a sinner could be.
Hello, neighbor. You're listening to the Spirit of Truth broadcast with Pastor Andrew Kerrigan of the Morning Star Baptist Church down in Pacolet, South Carolina. We're delighted to have you on board today, and we're just thrilled at the opportunity we have to come and preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I would desire that you call a friend and invite them to listen at this same time. We're on four different radio stations, so it's coming in at a different time down in Wilmington, North Carolina, and out in Watertown, South Dakota, and up in Asheville, North Carolina, and then over in Greenville, South Carolina. But wherever you're listening from, we're delighted that you have joined us today. Now, we are on this station at this same time every week, and so you can write that down and become familiar with it, and we would be delighted to have you listen to the broadcast. It's our desire to come to you and be a blessing to you that are saved by God's grace, to edify the body of Christ and build you up in the Lord Jesus. And for those of you that are listening that may be lost without Christ, I want you to know that you not only have a friend in Jesus, but you have a friend in the Morning Star Baptist Church and of this pastor, Andrew Kerrigan. It's our desire that sinners be saved. That's what Jesus came into the world to do. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And that's our business in this world, is seeking those that are lost. And once you're saved by the grace of God, building you up in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so if you would like to contact us, you can write to us at Morning Star Baptist Church, 150 Old Spartanburg Highway, Pacolet, South Carolina, 29372. Or you can visit us on our website, morningstarbaptistchurch.com. Or you can contact me by personal email at andrewkerrigan@bellsouth.net. And I think the announcer at the end of the broadcast will give you a couple of other ways that you can contact us. But we would be delighted to hear from you if the singing is a blessing to you. Why don't you just let us know if the messages are a blessing to you? Why don't you let us know? If the Lord were to save you, why don't you contact us and let us know that? It's a desire in our heart to be a blessing to you. If you have burdens on your heart, if you have prayer requests, we have a praying church. Our men meet every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock to pray, and then we have a staff prayer meeting at 9:30 on a Sunday morning, and at various times throughout the week we meet together to pray. We believe that God does hear and answer prayer, and so if you have a very special prayer request, we would love to hear from you. We would love to take your request to the Lord in prayer. Now, on the other hand, we want to ask that you pray for us. Neighbor, I'm glad that God makes much of prayer. I'm glad that His arm is not short, that He cannot save, neither is His ear heavy, that He will not hear. And if we believe that God hears and answers prayer, then surely we ought to be about the praying business. You listen to the trio. They're coming back to sing another song for us just now. If I can get them queued up here to do the song that I want them to sing. And I believe this song is simply entitled, That's God. I'm glad that God's in the business of doing great and mighty things today. You listen as the trio from the Morning Star Baptist Church sings, That's God.
That's God.
That was God.
When you realize that it wasn't as bad as it seemed, that was God.
That was God.
When you're down and alone with not a friend to talk to, then suddenly someone comes, words to uplift you. Seems that your help just came out of the blue. That was God.
That was God.
Oh, that's God. He's walking through my darkest night.
I want to tell you, neighbor, I rejoice in the fact that I know who He is, and I'm glad that He's able, the Bible says, to meet all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank God, aren't you glad today? You may be out there listening to this radio program today, and you may be down in that valley, but I want to tell you, my dear friend, I read in the Bible where Jesus is the lily of the valleys. You may be having hardships and difficulties is in your life. I'm glad the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:19 that my God is able to supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You may be going through some kind of a crisis today that you have no earthly idea what you're going to do. I read in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse number 6 where Jesus is the great counselor. I'm glad, neighbor, there's never been a problem that He cannot solve. I'm glad that there's never been a question that He cannot answer. There's never been a disease that He could not heal. I'm glad, thank God, there's never been a sinner that He could not save. And so I want to say to you today that I am thrilled to know that God is still on His throne today. I'm glad that God is still operating in the lives and through the lives of His people today. Now, our theme for this year is found in the 11th chapter in the book of Hebrews 11, verse number 6, where the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Neighbor, it's my desire, and has been since I've been saved, to want to be pleasing unto the Lord. And so it is the theme of our messages in these days, is to be pleasing unto the Lord. And as we look into the 11th chapter in the book of Hebrews, we come across a great many people where the Bible talks to us about faith is operative in their lives. Remember, week before last, we talked about Cain and Abel and how in Cain's life, faith was not operative in his life, so therefore he could not please God. But on the other hand, in Abel's life, faith was operating in his life, and he brought the sacrifice that God required for sin, admitting to God and confessing to God that he was a sinner, that he had a need from God. And the Bible says that God accepted Abel's sacrifice. And so in these verses in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we see how the presence, the principle, and the power, and the possibilities of faith is seen as it operates in the lives of a great many people throughout this entire chapter. And so we looked at Abel and the exercise of faith. And today, I want us to look at verse number 5 of Hebrews chapter 11, and it simply says this, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Here's the man that walked with God in such a way that one day he just walked on off with God. I get a picture of that like this, that Enoch would get up every morning just like you and I do. And my dear friend, I don't know about you, but I like to get up and start my day with God. I like to walk with God. I like to talk with God. I like to fellowship with God. And Enoch would get up every morning, my friend, and he would begin his day in walking with the Lord. And the Bible says by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. My dear friend, that is my desire today, that I have the same kind of testimony that Enoch had, and that is Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, it wasn't after he had left this world, but while he was in this world, living day by day, living with his family, walking with God, and living with his friends, in his community, in his neighborhood. And the Bible says before he left this world, before God took him away, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so, my friend, that is the theme of our messages throughout this whole year, is I want to be pleasing unto God. And surely, that ought to be the desire of every man, woman, boy, and girl that's saved by the grace of God. It should be our desire that we please the Lord. And so, my dear friend, faith sets aside. And as we look at Enoch today, I want to talk to you about the fellowship of faith. Not only are we saved by grace through faith, but I'm glad that once we are saved, once that saving faith is operative in our lives, and we've been to Calvary and had our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God, I'm glad that there commences that fellowship with God, and we began to walk with God just like Enoch of old. And so, my friend, we have exercised that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of Calvary, and His finished work. And I want to say to you, my friend, when we think about faith, I find that faith sets aside all man-made schemes, suggestions, and merits, and light views of sin, and trust wholly in the revelation which God has made in His Word concerning man's need. I want to say to you out there listening to me today, your greatest need is not that you get a promotion on your job. Your greatest need is not that you have a finer house to live in or a better car to ride in. Your greatest need is not financial today. Your greatest need is not physical today. Your greatest need today is, my dear friend, that you have a relationship with God that is pleasing unto the Lord. I'm glad that God is able, my friend, to supply our need today. I'm glad that it is possible to walk with God today. I'm glad today that God is able, through faith, to make provision for all of those of us that have been saved by the marvelous grace of God. And so in this study today, I want to see how the sinner who by faith has come into fellowship with God like Abel, by faith continues in that fellowship with God. Oh, beloved, listen. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse number 21, that Enoch, there's where we're introduced to this man Enoch. He was the seventh from Adam who walked with God and lived day by day in holy and happy fellowship with Him. Oh, friend, aren't you glad today that we have the wonderful privilege as sons of God, as daughters of God, if you will, as children of God? Aren't you glad, you that are saved, aren't you glad to be a part of the royal family of God? And what a blessing and a joy it is for those of us today that we can live a happy and a holy life before God and before our fellow man and demonstrate our faith in a holy God. I think about Adam and Eve. They walked with God until sin came in and broke that wonderful fellowship between the Creator and His created ones. When unbelief has robbed man of fellowship with God, faith is that link which by which man is restored into fellowship with Him. Enoch's faith enabled him to enjoy this fellowship. Oh, beloved, this is the only thing we're told about this man of God. Just this, that he walked with God. I want to say, neighbor, there's nothing could ever be said any greater of you than that you walk with God. And so it's our desire to be pleasing unto Him. I want it to be said of my children when I die that my dad walked with God. If I pass on before my wife goes, I want her to be able to say my husband was a man that walked by faith with God. I want the church that I pastor, the members, to be able to look and say my pastor was a man of faith, a man that walked with God. I want those in my community, beloved, that know of me and about me to know that I'm a man of faith, a man that walks with God. What a wonderful privilege it is today to be able to walk with God. I want to say to that dad out there that's listening today, there's no greater testimony that you can have before your wife and your children, your family and your neighbors, than to have this testimony. That is a man that walks by faith. That is a man that walks with God. And the only way you can walk with God is to walk by faith. I want to say to that dear mom out there today, you may be there in that kitchen washing the dishes along about now. You may be there in the living room with a baby on your knee. No matter where you may be out to lunch today. You may be there in that office building, there in that schoolhouse, wherever you may be today. I want to say to you, Mom, the greatest testimony you could ever have before those babies is that my mom is a woman of faith. My mom is a mom that loves God. My mom is a woman that walks with God. Oh, to have that testimony before your husband, to have that testimony before your children, to have that testimony, Mom and Dad, out there in that community. Oh, what a wonderful testimony. testimony it is. There can nothing be said greater of you than that you're saved and you're a man, that you're a woman, a child of God, and you walk with God day by day. After all, my dear friend, that is the greatest achievement for anybody, to live on this earth and to be in fellowship with God Himself. You know, I'll never be able to have fellowship with the governor of South Carolina. I'll never be able to have fellowship with the president of the United States. But I'm glad, thank God, I can have fellowship with the God of glory. I'm glad that I can have fellowship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank God, I'm glad that I can call Him my Father. I'm glad that I can call Him my friend. I'm glad that I can call Him my Savior. Oh, He's my friend of Calvary. Thank God, I'm glad today that I have the wonderful privilege of walking in this world with God and walking by faith. Oh, what a privilege it is. And so all down the centuries, men and women have known what it is to walk with God. And today, millions of ordinary people, just like you and I, beloved, have this same blessed and glorious privilege, and that is that we can walk with God. And so you that are listening out there by radio today, I trust that God is operating in your life, that faith makes it possible. You say, preacher, how can I grow my faith? Well, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Tune your ear into the voice of God. Tune your ear into the Word of God. The Word of God will produce faith in your life that'll cause you to be able to walk in fellowship with a holy and a righteous God. What a joy it is to get up in the morning and say, hello, Father. What a joy it is to get up in the morning and say, good morning, Lord. What a joy it is to walk through the day. As I came to this studio today to make this radio broadcast, I'm glad that I could get on my knees before God and say, Father, I need your help today. Oh, God, would you anoint the broadcast today? God, would you touch people's hearts out there in radio land today? I'm glad that God, beloved, can cause you to tune in. I'm glad that God can cause you to listen. I'm glad that God can cause you to get under conviction right now. I'm glad that God can stir hope in your heart today. I'm glad that God is able to meet all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody said, oh, but preacher, what is this fellowship like? And when does it begin? And how long does it go on? How does it end? And so far as this life is concerned. Well, I'll only have time to give you a couple of these things today, and then on our next broadcast we'll continue. But I want you to notice, my dear friend, first of all, it was a walk with God. The word to emphasize is the word with. Oh, friend, for this word denotes fellowship. And you know, I've defined that fellowship like this. It's fellows in the same ship. Thank God, I'm glad, my friend, that we can walk hand in hand with God today. And so this fellowship was with God Himself. Enoch did not walk independently, but in dependence upon God. I think about, there are so many out there today that are living their lives as though God is not real in their lives. They're so independent that they'll have nothing to do with God. They'll have no admittance with God. They'll have no walk with God. They'll have no fellowship with God. But I want to tell you, friend, those of us that are saved by the grace of God, just like Enoch did not walk independently with God, but he walked dependent upon the Lord. I'm telling you today, neighbor, the very air that is going into my lungs right now, I'm dependent upon God for that. The very life that I'm living now, I'm dependent upon God for that. The very food that I put on my table every day, I'm dependent upon God for that. Oh yes, the clothing upon my back, the house that I live in, the car that I drive. I want to tell you, my friend, I walk in dependence upon God. And you out there that's listening to this broadcast today, the great day in your life will be when you began to walk in dependence upon God and know that God is able to supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I could tell you of instances is today. When I looked and it seemed there was no hope, it seemed there was no help, it seemed that there was no way. But I'm glad when there's no help, there's no hope, and there is no way, God said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I'm glad that God is not a way, but I'm glad that He is the way. And ever since the day that, my friend, I was conceived in my mother's womb until this day, 70 and a half years later, my dependence has been upon God. Even when I was lost without God, I was still dependent upon Him. But I'm glad for the day. And when I was 24 years old, when I bowed my heart and my knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, confessed my sin and said, God, would you forgive my sin? God, would you be merciful to me, the sinner? Lord Jesus, would you come into my heart and save me? I'm glad that God forgave my sin. I'm glad that Jesus came into my heart, and I'm glad that He saved me, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, lifted me out of that horrible pit, put my feet on the solid rock. He established my going. And I want to tell you, my dear friend, I have found that in walking in the way of the Lord, that God has provided everything that I've needed in that way. As the song said just a little bit ago, my friend, there's been times when I did not know where my food was going to come from, but I'm glad that God is faithful. And as the psalmist David said, I once was young and now I'm old, and I never saw God's seed forsaken, nor His children begging bread. Thank God, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that is able to supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Just like the psalmist David said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank God for His marvelous provision. And so it was a walk with God. Number two, it was a walk that was pleasing to God. Now I want to tell you, this is very important, friend. We're specially told this in Hebrews 11 and 5. Is it possible for us to know that we're living day by day in a way which is pleasing to the Lord? I want to say, yes, it is. For in His Word, God has told us some of the things which are pleasing to Him. My friend, we can only please Him if we're born again. You're listening to this broadcast out there today. Maybe you're religious, and maybe you've gone to church, and maybe you're living like Cain, and you may be a good man. You may be a person that goes to church and gives your tithes, but you don't have the peace of God in your heart. You do not know that you've been born again. You're worried about the fact when you die, wondering if you're going to go to heaven or hell. You don't have to worry about that, friend. I'm glad that you can know beyond any shadow of a doubt that your sin have been forgiven. I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that said in John chapter 1 verse number 12, but unto as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. Oh, I'm glad the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I read about that old Philippian jailer, oh beloved, down in that jailhouse that was worried about him, himself and his family, when Paul and Silas, he thought, had broken out of jail when they'd escaped. But I'm glad that he come bursting in and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Sir, wouldn't you love to see your whole family saved? Wouldn't you love to see your wife saved? Wouldn't you love to see your children saved? It reminds me, a few weeks back, just before Thanksgiving, a man showed up at our church on a Sunday morning. He came back on a Sunday night. He came on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. My dear friend, there were five in that family. And before the Christmas bells rang, four people in his family were saved. Dad was saved. Mom had been saved. Dad was saved. And then his son got saved, 13 years old. 17-year-old daughter got saved, and then their 8-year-old daughter was saved. I want to tell you, my dear friend, God's still in the saving business today. God is still saving old sinners. I'm so glad today that God's still in the saving business. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful joy and a privilege it is today to be able to walk with God. It was a walk with God. It was a walk that was pleasing unto the Lord. Yes, I'm glad that God still saves old sinners. What a blessing and what a joy it is to know that today, that God is still in that saving business. And so as we close our broadcast today, I want you to listen to this song by the Morning Star Trio. I'm glad that God still saves old sinners. Love you, neighbor. Listen in next week, same time, same station, preaching about the same Lord in the same way from this good old book called the Bible. Amen and amen.
They all have a soul in need of salvation.
Neighbor, I want to say to you out there today, if you're still listening to this broadcast, if you'll bow your heart before the Lord, turn from your sin, turn to the Savior, ask God to be merciful to you, the sinner. Forgive your sin, come into your heart, He'll do so today. God loves you.
But I lived in sin's prison. I was as lost.